Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
All right, I don't know what's going on with my podcast app, but it is super slow. I hope that it records everything, because it's going to be a good episode. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope that you are motivated for Advent. We just started yesterday, Sunday, December 3rd. We have 21 days. What are you guys doing? You know what? I said I was quitting wine, and my husband's like, ooh. And I'm like, what? And he goes, so what? You're going to drink vodka then? And I was like, no, I'm not drinking at all. And he's like, well, then why do you say you're quitting wine? And so there you go. I'm not drinking anything. But typically when I drink wine. So that's why it's such a big deal for me not to drink wine. Anyway, wanted to get that out there and clear so that everybody knows. And so far, so good. As we start on Sunday, December 3rd, so far, so good. Wink, wink, nod, nod to all of my membership group people in the Soul, Mind, and Body group about Saturday. Okay, I was on Relevant Radio this morning talking about managing your emotions in crisis situations, and I lost it. I started crying a little bit, you know, because it's tough. It's hard to talk about, you know, your dad and losing his life potentially, but also celebrating the fact that he had a beautiful experience with the priest and the sacrament of the sick and apostolic pardon and all that fun stuff. So it was a great mixture of joy, a good testimony, and yet at the same time, hey, I know it's emotional. Life is emotional. And as we approach this beginning of Advent, what are you going to do to control the emotions that are going to want to pull you away from whatever it is that you've chosen to do during this 21 days to get you closer to Jesus? Maybe you're stopping a substance that you feel like, maybe I'm abusing this, or maybe I'm using this too much instead of relying on God as my peace and my joy and my love. Maybe it is some other practice that is keeping you away from the people in your life. Maybe you have your phone next to you too much and your face in it. One thing to have your phone next to you, another one to have it in your hand and your face pointing down. There's this meme out there, you know, those three monkeys. The first one has his hands over his ears. The second one has his hands over his eyes. The third one has his hands over his mouth. Well, there's a fourth one, and he's looking down at his phone, and he's encompassing all three. He's not talking to anyone. He's not looking at anyone. He's not speaking to anyone. He's just looking at his phone. Maybe that is what you are doing, so you can pull yourself away and be more Christ-like and present to those in your life. You might be surprised how much time you have. Maybe you can have time during the day instead of scrolling on social media to pray to God. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. But as we go through this Advent season, don't let your emotions get a hold of you. If you get all anxious about all the Christmas gifts that you have to buy, why don't you just not buy Christmas gifts? I understand the little kids, but you don't have to get them umpteen thousand different gifts. People are hurting today. I think it's a nice, gracious thing to do to say, you know what? No gifts. Let's just bake something or make something to exchange with one another. My mouth is not working today. And show our love in that way. Or maybe if that's what you're trying to avoid is the sugar and the baking and the cakes and all that kind of stuff, then you can say, let's each bring some sort of game that we can play. That was a change in one of our holiday rituals. My dad's girlfriend started putting games together, like find the pickle and all these other weird things. And we're a competitive family, and it really was fun. It was better than sitting around trying to watch football or TV. We all kind of got engaged, and it was a good time. So as you go through preparing, maybe you're the one that's going to be doing the hosting and you're freaking out about what you're going to make and if it's going to be good and it better be perfect. And that is not the point of hospitality. Sure, it'd be great if it was a perfect meal, but some of the best memories I have were the days that my dad set the stove on fire, where the mashed potatoes crawled up the beaters on his mixer. They climbed upward. Let's see what else. He burnt the buns. I mean, it was one of his first Thanksgivings and one of the most memorable, and one that we talk about more than any of the other ones. There was no other time where we said, do you remember that perfect dinner, Dad? That it was the perfect turkey, it was the perfect gravy. No, that's not. it's the disaster ones that bring home the fun and the laughter and the memories of those times. So back to managing your emotions. In a crisis situation, that's something that comes at you that you can't control, like my dad. And I keep telling you, it's a day-by-day, moment-by-moment thing. But what I did clarify is you can feel your emotions. It's okay. We have to process what's going on. But don't let them take over. So you can have your moment of a breakdown where you just sit there and you cry and you let it out. Maybe that is the way that your body releases stress. Maybe you are a runner. And because of this situation or circumstance in your life, you have not been able to go run. So your body needs a way to let go of that stress. So get out, strap on your shoes, and run. Others of us, unfortunately, have bad habits that we run to deal with stress, such as drinking and drugs and food. So don't do that. Find another way. Relax. This is where we have our para-empathetic and empathetic nervous systems working together. So when we relax, and we truly relax, meaning, I don't care, put some earbuds in your ears, go out and listen to Holy Spirit hertz, megahertz. You know, it's a different frequency that we listen to in normal daily activities. You could search it. I don't remember what the frequency off the top of my head is. Wait, hang on a second. I have my computer here. Okay, I went out, put in God frequency music, Catholic, because there's a lot of same kind of music, but let's attract abundance and let's go to the spirit and, you know, some new age stuff. So I just put Catholic. I'm sure it's the same kind of music, same kind of frequency, but I just like to stay away from anything that has new age-ish stuff because I don't know if it's been cursed, if it has any kind of spell on it. So I don't want to listen to it. They could be doing the same thing with the Catholic things too. But anyway, it sounds something like this. Let me play it for you. And I'm going to tell you, it's distorted a little bit, but you could put your earbuds in, relax, even if you're in your car. If you've got to take a moment and just go into, you know, a bath. I've been soaking in magnesium salts, Epsom salts. I mean, whatever you can do to try and relieve that stress in a natural way, Prayer is another beautiful thing. If you can, go to adoration. Hopefully your parish is having extra hours to sit in front of Jesus. Nothing more relaxing than that, in my opinion. I feel like goo when I come out of there, so refreshed. That's where my burden is light. And my weariness goes away when I go in there. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I go in there and my head nods and I'm like trying to battle falling asleep. But if that's what my body needs for a moment where I do nod off here and then, I always feel refreshed when I leave. And I know that God knows that I'm coming with my heart intending to spend time with him and not sleep in front of him. You know, I know he knows that. Okay. You have 21 days. It's an opportunity to show God that you do have control over yourself. And when those moments of weakness come and temptation, or you're going to yell and scream at your relative that has been staying the week with you and going to be there through Christmas and pushing every button that you have, that's where we turn to God at that moment and say, Lord, I give this emotion to you. I give this feeling to you. I give this reaction, this trigger to you. And also, don't forget, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of anger, of resentment, of obsession. Maybe you're obsessively thinking about something, or you're constantly worried about, maybe it's your new in-laws that are coming over and you're freaking out about making your first meal. We can get into our own heads, and so can the evil one, to make us constantly think that we are not good enough. We're not holy enough, we're not thin enough, we're not smart enough, we're not rich enough, we're not any enough, 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 enough. You know the drill. So whatever it is that you are battling with today, I mean, my goodness, people, I can't even think. Honestly, I honestly believe that God has totally prepared me for this, but I can't barely think about the next day. Let alone Christmas. There's something powerful in that. I have to just take it day by day, moment by moment. I'm not sure exactly what I'm even going to be doing tomorrow. All I know is I've got a dentist appointment today. I need to get this podcast done. I had my Relevant Radio this morning. I did my prayers early in the morning. And I am ready for the day. By the way, soul, mind, and body people, I'll be coming to you in an independent Monday motivation video. But I am doing one publicly for everyone as we start this week. Which, by the way, gosh, I think I was going down this path, but I didn't say it. Hope, 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 hope. That is what this week is about in Advent. Hope. And we stink at hope. So whatever it is that you are hoping for, your children to come back to the church, a new job, a husband or a wife, if that is your calling. Maybe it's to discern the religious life. Maybe you're hoping for a baby. Maybe you're hoping for a change in your marriage or a change in someone that's a close relative or friend to you because they are suffering or they have a addiction. Maybe it's hope that you are going to battle your addictions and your shortcomings and vicious behaviors. Hope, 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 and miracles, because anything, and I repeat, anything can happen with God. Anything is possible. So stop putting God in a box. Ask and pray big. That's what I said this morning on the radio. Look, I petition big. I petition for a miracle to happen to my father and for him to be here. I said, but I always let it go and give it to God and say, but only if it's your will, Lord. All of my petitions end in that because that's what I want. His will is better than mine. Mine's selfish and all of that, you know, but I do say, hey, if you're going to take them, can you please take them quickly? Because I don't want them to suffer anymore. But that's also my will too. So I offer that to him. Lord, only if your will, you know, only if this is your will, not mine. And one last thing, remember to invite Jesus in to everything. I don't know if this person listens to my podcast, but they are a faith client of mine. By the way, I provide faith coaching. If you need one-on-one help with your prayer life, if you need one-on-one help with relationships, maybe you're even starting a ministry. I've coached and consulted on that. Maybe you are stuck or you're having issues in your marriage or you're battling with some of the teachings. Or you want to get into spiritual warfare. You want someone to help minister you through the unbound process. All that being said, that is what I offer people on a one-on-one basis. We do it typically by phone, weekly or bi-weekly, depending on, you know, what is going on in your life. But I have seen so many fruits. I've seen so much progress in people's lives. And it was funny, this person had to bake some things for a bake sale. She volunteered. And I laughed and I said, I was not a baker. I said, but I tried it and then I started kind of understanding. But in the beginning, I ruined so many things. And she said the same thing. She's like, I don't even like it. And I said, okay, here's what you do. You got to bring God into it. Go shopping and ask Jesus to be there as you pick up all the ingredients. And as you think about making and baking the cookies and everything, think about the love and the joy that people are going to have on their face as they taste. And, you know, here you're talking about a chick that's all keto, right? Who hates the sugar stuff. But, you know, you got to look at it that way. Some people are going to be like, oh my gosh, this is delicious. You bring joy to people through the food that you make. You know, this is how cooks and bakers, you know, have their passion. And so she was like, you know what? I'm totally going to do that. And you do that too. For these 21 days, even with your sacrifice, you know, embrace it. Just like the cross, you know, Jesus loved it, hugged it and kissed it and brought it all the way up to that hill. Oh, suffering and can barely even touch it, but he loved it. And that's what we've got to do, is love our crosses, love the sacrifice that we're going to make during this time, and try and do the three things that we're supposed to focus on this Advent. Number one, thinking about the first coming of Jesus. Number two, preparing for the second coming of Jesus. And number three, to be Jesus to ourselves and to others. And that means be love. Let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our bodies. Give us peace during this beautiful Advent season as we anticipate your coming, and we remember how you came, and help us to love everyone every single moment of every single day, including ourselves, during these short 21 days. Help us come to you in confession to clear our souls and our hearts to prepare for you to come back into our lives in a big way on Christmas Day. Help us today to take management and control of our emotions, to give them to you, to cast them out, and to never allow them to rock the peace that we find in you. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guardian angel, guide us and lead us. Bring us to Jesus, his sacred heart, because that is where our comfort and our peace and our joy reside. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bring Jesus into everything. Be peaceful, joyful, and loving, and trust that his plans are better than yours, and he knows best. His timing is perfect. Pray for patience and pray to be loving, which means you're going to be patient and kind to yourself and to others. All right, we're kicking off the first day of Advent, first weekday of Advent. I cannot wait to see how things go wherever you are out there on social media. And if you follow me anywhere, put out some comments. Let's support one another. If we fall, we could pray each other back. I mean, there's something powerful in going down this journey for the next 21 days together. All right, everyone, I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.